Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I am joined by Mark Schneider, the superintendent of the Mid Prairie School District. Mark is here to talk to us a little bit about the propane buses the school is about to purchase and also give us a construction update on projects at the school. So at the recent school board meeting, the board approved propane school buses. Why did they decide on propane?
Well, we already have two propane buses that we purchased last year, and things have been going very, very well with those new buses. One of the things that we find is that the maintenance cost for the propane buses is a lot less than the diesel buses. We also kind of relied on the experience of the Kyoto School District. The Kyoto School District 2 years ago replaced all of their diesel route buses with propane buses. And again, things have been going very well for the Kyoto School District. So we're going to expand the use of those buses at Mid Prairie.
Okay. And how much, I know fuel savings is a big reason to switch over to those. How much does the school district expect to save on fuel over the lifetime of the bus?
Well, it depends. There's certain tax credits rebates that the school district can get back from the federal government. And those aren't necessarily guaranteed year to year. The Congress has to reestablish those on a yearly basis. So without those, the cost over the lifetime of the buses, and again, a lot depends on fuel costs, is about the same. So if you can get those rebates, it actually is cheaper. And so far we've been able to get those. So it is a little bit cheaper, but to me, the major cost is on the maintenance. With diesel buses and the worries about their effects on the environment, there are some heavy-duty catalytic converters that are on diesel buses, and you have to replace those every so often, and that's $5,000 a pop to replace a catalytic converter on a bus.
Okay. And how much do the buses cost?
We're just getting ready to open the bids today, so I would say that the bids will probably be in the $70,000 range. School buses, because of all the regulations connected with them, because of all the safety things that they have to build into the buses, they're quite expensive. So I would imagine it could be in the upper 70s, maybe even lower 80s. For any school bus, whether it's propane or diesel.
And kind of switching gears a little bit, how is the construction going on the new indoor practice facility?
Well, right now we're at a standstill. The steel structure skeleton is up and completed, and within the next couple of weeks we expect them to be back to start putting the outside skin of the building on.
And how does the fundraising efforts go? I know it's a very expensive building.
I haven't touched base lately with the committee that's been doing it. They remain positive that by the time the building will be completed, and again, that estimate is June 1st, that they'll have all the fundraising completed for that building. So I don't think they're complete yet, but I think they're getting close.
And can you go through like which activities would be most apt to use the building?
Well, first of all, it would be softball and baseball. There'll be batting cages inside, plus there'll also be areas for fielding and pitching and catching. Golf will be able to use the facility. They'll be able to put the nets up and be able to use it for golf. Soccer, obviously, it'll be a... It's not a full regulation soccer field by any means, but it'll provide space for soccer to use it indoors when the weather is inclement. And then also for football, we'll be able to use it a little bit. Again, they won't be able to do a full range of whatever they need to do, but it will provide some indoor practice space for football. And then also, I mean, it's just not athletics either. It could also be used for marching band. Again, when things are inclement outside in the fall, they'll be able to go inside and use the space for marching band practice also.
Again, that was Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider. He was giving us an update on the propane school buses the school hopes to purchase soon, and also an update on the Mid Prairie construction projects of the indoor practice facility. We thank Mark for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.